"Who are you?" said the caterpillar. This was not an encouraging opening for a conversation. Alice replied rather shyly,
I hardly know, sir, just at present. At least, I know who I was when I got up this morning, but I think I must have changed several times since then."
"What do you mean by that?" said the caterpillar sternly. "Explain yourself."
"I can't explain myself, I'm afraid, sir," said Alice, "because I'm not myself, you see."
"I don't see," said the caterpillar.
One day he met a pair of ducks and told them all his trouble.
"It's not fair. It's all right for you. One flap and you can fly off."
"We can help you see the world," said the ducks. "Take hold of this stick with your teeth and we'll carry you far up in the air where you can see the whole countryside. Quack, quack. Oh, but keep quiet or you'll be sorry."
The tortoise was very glad indeed. He seized the stick firmly with his teeth. The two ducks took hold of it, one each end, and away they sailed up towards the clouds. Always picked out the pinky ones for her.
"Well, we'll get you a pigeon's egg and you shall judge for yourself," said the nurse.
"Oh, no, no," returned Irene, suddenly reflecting they might disturb the old lady in getting it, and that even if they did not, she would have one less in consequence.
"What a strange creature you are," said the nurse. "First to want a thing and, well, then to refuse it."
But she didn't say it crossly, and the princess never minded any remarks that were not unfriendly.